In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We hear today in today's Gospel the parable of the vineyard. And if you look in the prophecies of the Old Testament, it is not uncommon for the Lord to refer to Israel as his vineyard. It's a vineyard that belongs to him. It's been leased out to tenant farmers, and they are expected to produce produce and to give him a share of that produce as the rent. You know, that's how farmers paid rent in the ancient world. They gave a share of the crop. You know, we saw that even relatively recently in our own country in the South, where they had sharecroppers. You know, they would give a portion of the crop that they raised as the rent for their property. And so when our Lord speaks this parable, everyone at that time knew exactly what he was talking about. And this is a very unpleasant parable for them because they know that they are the tenant farmers. They know they are the ones who are not paying their rent. And furthermore, they're not just not paying their rent, they're mistreating and killing the servants of the master who is God. Now, who are they? They are the prophets. You know, we see throughout the history of the Old Testament how the prophets were continually being mistreated and even killed by those to whom they were sent because they didn't want to hear what the prophets had to say, which was usually, hey guys, straighten up, obey the covenant which you made, which was made between you and God. Now we have the Son coming. Who's the Son? It's Jesus. Jesus is foretelling his own death. What is one of the things that Jesus comes to do? He comes to preach the message, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And repentance and returning to the covenant, that is providing the rent which God wants, which is his due. And they don't do it, and they'll put him to death. So what? And then he says to them, what's going to happen to these tenants? And everyone knows what's going to happen. If you do this in quote-unquote real life, you'll get evicted. And more than that, because these, it's not just a matter that they're not paying their rent, but they've committed assault and murder, they will be put to death. Now, the death that's being spoken of is not physical death. It's the eternal death in Gehenna, hell. And then the vineyard will be leased out to those who will pay the rent at the proper time, the people of the new covenant. Now, one of the things to remember, though, is that some of the people of the old covenant are part of the new covenant, those who are faithful to God. The covenant was broadened. It wasn't as if all you Jewish people out of the pool, you're not allowed to be part of the covenant anymore. No, they're part of the new covenant. They didn't want to hear this. And it offended them that their privileged place was being taken away. And yet it is true. If you don't pay your rent, if you don't give God, which is his due, you'll be evicted. No ands, ifs, or buts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.